There's a myriad of ways to approach A Lie of the Mind and the huge production at Trinity. First of all is the fantasia of a set by director Brian Mertes and the ever-inventive designer Eugene Lee. In fact, if you are a Trinity regular, you may barely recognize the downstairs Dowling Theater. Lee has opened it up like a huge, split-down-the-middle watermelon. The acting space now seems double the old and is home to everything from a backdrop of, by my count, 52 portable floor fans that whir on and off every now and then. Throw in a pool of water, an overhead sort of crane, and, oh yes, a couple of beds, a chair or two, and eventually, thank goodness, an American flag. Then there's the performing, which is prideful and delightful, dark and scary, and a tribute to the words of that great philosopher from the 1960s, Hunter Thompson, "When the going gets weird, the weird turn pro." Led by Trinity vets Timothy Crowe, Ann Scoria, and Janice Duclos, ably abetted by relative newcomers Rebecca Gibble, Benjamin Grills, Britt Faulkner, Billy Finn, and Charlie Thurston, this production is sparked with great moments, absurd moments, hilarious ones, and inexpressively sad ones, too. By now, you have probably figured out that A Lie of the Mind, Shepherd's way of saying that we are all guilty of lying to others and ourselves, is not so much a play as it is a poem. It is equipped with slicing fast turns, with moments of insight and mayhem. What happened is that one young man has severely beaten and injured one young woman. This brings two heartland families into close, too close, contact. From there, there's fierce fireworks, huge misunderstandings, delightful moments, and others filled with fear and regret and anger. Always anger. In a way, A Lie of the Mind can be summed up in two words uttered by a guy named Jake. "Something's wrong," he says. Writer Shepherd is saying that the American family, the American dream, has gone off the track, turned into more of a train wreck than an ever-rising flight. There is, however, at the end, some hope shown. Old Glory features in that. When this play was first done in 1985 off-Broadway in New York, it ran 4 hours. At Trinity, they've gotten it down to just 3, with 2 intermissions. That helps, I'm sure. But still, I think A Lie of the Mind needs trimming, although I'd hate to be the person who had to do it, as entangled as it is. So, if you go to see this work, and you should, see it for the production, which is really not a theater set, but an adventure in boldness, and the acting, which becomes controlled chaos of the first order. Just be prepared for some tediousness, some overdone storytelling. But also know that even with its faults, A Lie of the Mind has engendered such a first-rate production at a first-rate theater.